Jeffrey?
Yes?
Hey, this is Kai Simonson calling. I received a call from you.
Oh, hi. Yeah, thank you very much for calling me back. The reason I called you was because I was just... I was reading over a few things on the internet, and I came across some of your websites you were involved with.
Yes.
And also, I was reading how you were in Chopper 5 on 9/11.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, like, were you in the chopper working the camera, or?
Yeah, I was in the helicopter working the camera and also reporting, but I really can't. I'm not really, you know, at liberty to really talk about it any further. Because, you know, some of the stuff that's on the internet is, you know...
Well, yeah, have you seen all
that fantastical
stuff?
And, you know, the station that I work for, you know, Fox here in New York, you know, the further I don't, you know, really comment much about it. I mean, you know, some of these people, they don't believe that 9/11 even, you know, they believe that 9/11 was a hoax, and it's just, you know, it's really kind of preposterous.
Well, okay, so you've seen the stuff about the video from your chopper on 9/11. Like, did you see the plane coming in, like, from far away or anything, or?
Not from far away. I mean, I myself didn't see it, but the pilot saw it.
Yeah? And you,
yeah.
So you did the zoom in on the tower just as the plane had hit?
Well, I knew that the plane was coming in because the pilot told me.
Well, you knew it was coming in towards the tower?
Well, the pilot said that the guy was flying really low, and he was heading for the tower. I mean, when you fly that low over, you know, when you fly that low over the Hudson River, you know, I mean, it's a very unusual occurrence in an aircraft of that size.
Yeah, like, yeah, I had read an interview you did with some lady. You said it was possible that you thought maybe someone was sightseeing or something. Like, just...
I don't remember saying that. I mean, it's possible that I did say it, but...
Mm-hmm. And
I don't remember saying that.
Would you be able to tell me what they meant when somebody came over the radio and said, Grade 9, Chopper 5? Like, what does grade 9 mean?
I never heard anybody say that. It doesn't mean anything to me, Grade 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because on the video, you could hear someone come in on the radio and say that. I was just wondering what that might have meant. What kind of camera system did you have in that helicopter? Was it a Westcam or?
Oh, it was a FLIR.
It was a FLIR?
Yeah.
Okay, so same type of thing. Same type.
Same type of thing as what?
Same type of technology as Westcam.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, Westcam has a lot of different kinds of cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I mean, in general. Yes, they are all the same. I mean, they're all gyro, you know, most of them are five-axis, you know, gyro-stabilized camera systems. So, you know, they're all based on the same principle, but they have, you know, they have different, each camera has, you know, slightly different features.
Mm-hmm. Like,
they're all based on the same technology.
And would you happen to know why, like, Fox ended up taking out that video in their archive footage? Like, they left Jim Ryan's commentary in? But they took the video out and they put different videos in from...
I'm not aware that they did that.
Oh, no? Like, if you go to a website, it's called archive.org, and it's got all the archive news footage from 9/11.
Right.
And when you go to the Fox news footage, you see that it's got different video in it now. They've taken that out and put different video in, leaving Jim Ryan's comments. Like, you hear him say, okay, you could see our chopper arriving on the scene now, and stuff like that, but it's not the actual chopper footage that you took anymore, it's different.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. I mean, it could have been just an editorial decision that they made. They thought that whatever video they put in its place, maybe they thought it was better footage. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you're aware of the controversy, like, you can't see the plane coming in before the zoom in or anything like that. It should have been in the video footage, but you don't see it anywhere or anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have seen some of that, but, you know, what people don't understand is that just because they don't see it in the camera frame doesn't mean that we can't see it. You know, there's a lot, you know, we don't just see what's in the frame, what's in the camera frame or what's in the monitor. I mean, there's a whole world outside the helicopter that we're looking at, you know, while we're shooting, and we're not really physically able to show everybody everything that we see.
Oh, yeah, I understand that, but it's just like, just before the zoom in, the plane should have been in the shot, and then when you zoom in, all of a sudden the plane comes into the shot, goes into the building, and comes through the other side. Like, you could even see the nose of the plane coming out the other side in the chopper footage there. And just before it goes black. Do you know why it faded to black right as soon as the plane hit? On the video?
I don't know if it didn't fade to black. What happened was, is I put the 2X extender in. There's a thing called a 2X extender, which actually doubles the strength of the lens. So as the plane got closer to the building, I was made aware that the plane was getting close to the building, so I zoomed in closer to get a closer shot with the 2X extender, and that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the actual 2X extender flip into the lens, and it actually, you know, slides into place. So there's a moment where it actually goes black because you're seeing the edge of the extender pass, you know, over the focal plane.
Oh, because, yeah, a lot of people seem to think that somebody in the control room somewhere kind of pressed a button and faded to black because they saw the nose come out the other side.
Yeah, I don't, that's not the case.
Cause you
I mean, who are you? Are you just an individual that's just sort of curious, or I mean, where are you? Are you with a newspaper or something? Or
no, I'm just an individual that's just curious about it and trying to find out what happened.
How did you get my phone number?
It was on the internet. You had left it on an internet in a post you made where you were posting about how you're a video animator and stuff, and you had access to, like, green screen and all kinds of different camera and stuff like that. I think it was Asian American Film or something like that forum.
Yeah, well, that was actually taken down because I didn't want anybody to have my phone number.
Yeah, well, that's how I came across it. I just seen it in that forum thread.
Yeah, no, it's still there's still some. I guess there's a screen grab that's still floating around out there, even though the actual link is dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, like when you had said that you had just landed in Jersey and you'd got a text message that there was something going on at the Trade Center, so you guys went back up in the air. From what?
Well, we got word from the news desk that something was going on.
And you were I think it was Caldwell, New Jersey, or something.
Caldwell, yeah.
Caldwell? Like, how long did it take you guys to get to the towers?
Well, typically it only takes, I mean, I wasn't timing it, but typically it only takes about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, when you were filming when the plane came in, you guys were kind of, like, not really heading towards the towers anymore? You were just kind of, like, hovering, I guess? Or?
I don't remember exactly what we did. I mean, I know that, you know, you don't ever want to, especially with a, you know, an event of that magnitude. I mean, you're not just going to go fly next to it.
Well, yeah, I understand that, yeah.
Yeah. But look, you know, they've sort of discouraged me from talking about it because it's really, you know, to even talk about it is sort of giving, you know, sort of lending validity to this theory that 9/11 was a hoax, and I don't subscribe to that theory, and there are very few people that actually do.
So you believe the official story that we were told? Obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean, more or less. I mean, I believe the story that I saw unfold before my eyes is what I believe. I saw it happen, and that's what I believe. I mean, seeing is believing, right?
Well, yeah, okay, yes. But, like, other aspects of it, like the towers coming down, like they were exploded to dust. I don't think...
Well, I mean, there are a lot of theories out there about, you know, what may have happened and, you know, what may or may not have happened. You know, I know what I saw happen. I know that there's a big hole in the ground now, and there are no towers left, and there are several thousand people that disappeared off the face of the earth. I mean, I know that. How we arrived at that point, there are a lot of different theories about how that happened, and I can't really comment on, you know, a lot of the conspiracy theories that are floating around out there. Is it possible? Of course it's possible, but anything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what I saw that day, and you know, that's all I can really comment about.
Well, I understand, yeah, but I just, like, your footage is probably the most talked about famous footage now that...
Yeah, it is, but, you know, the bottom line is that you can find evidence, you can argue, you know, I mean, you learn this in debate class, you know, and if you've ever taken a debate class in college or in high school, that, you know, you don't necessarily have to believe, you know, what you argue. You know, doesn't have to be true, but you can still find evidence of a completely erroneous theory if you really want to.
Yeah, that's understandable.
You know, both sides of the case can be argued, you know, and evidence on both sides can be presented. Doesn't mean that it happened.
Have you ever watched any videos on the internet, like say something like September Clues or any of those kind of videos at all?
I've seen some of, you know, some of the stuff on there, but
I would think like it's impossible for the nose of the plane to come out the other side intact, like it shows on that video footage. Like
I can't, you know. I mean, like I said, you know, I don't know how that's possible.
But we have it. Yeah, but like you recorded this, you personally recorded this on video, showing like an impossible.
Well, how is it? How do you know that that's impossible?
Well, because with the nose of the plane's made out of like fiberglass and it's hollow, and it goes through.
You know, I mean, you don't know. I mean, how many times have you seen a plane crash into the side of a building?
Oh, I understand that, but just being able to come out the other side intact after going through steel...
It's obviously possible because it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether or not it can be sufficiently explained is another issue. There's a lot of things in life that can't be, you know, fully explained.
Like even, yeah, like Aaron Brown, when he was commenting on CNN, he's like, you could see the nose of the building come out the other side on the footage that they showed, too.
Yeah.
But, and it's just strange how it just all of a sudden faded to black right at that moment. It's, you can almost hear someone in the background on the audio pressing a button or something. But, I mean,
it's not what happened, you know. I mean, I was there, and it was a 2S extender that was being engaged is what happened.
Mm-hmm. But you had seen the plane coming in before you zoomed in. You just zoomed in because you knew it was going to be hitting the tower, or?
Well, the pilot said that there was another plane headed for the tower. At that point, I put in the 2X extender in on the building. I mean, you know, when you see a plane, when you see one plane, or when you hear about one plane hitting the tower, and then all of a sudden, you know, not too long after that, there's another commercial airliner flying, you know, unusually low and headed for the same area. You know, as a news cameraman, you sort of trained to, you know, make these decisions. You know, hey, maybe the guy's headed for the building. Let's zoom in and see what, you know, see if that's what happens.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, even in the shot, though, like I had said, you before you zoomed in, this plane should have been in the shot, like, compared to how fast it got into the picture when you zoomed in. Like, there's no sign of a plane coming in anywhere before the zoom-in. All of a sudden, you get the zoom-in.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying before. There doesn't have to be. Because what I saw and what you guys are seeing are two different things.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, look, thanks for calling. I appreciate the call. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, you guys are able to come up with some answers. I'd be interested to find, you know, see what you find out.
Well, thank you for taking the time to answer a few of my questions.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.